Sally Murphy is with us now for the Rural News. Kia ora. Growing food and fibre exports could help pay for the country's ageing population.
Kia ora, Charlotte. Yes, a new report says with an ageing population placing increased strain on the country's public services, New Zealand must earn more to maintain current living standards, and it points to the primary industries to help plug that gap. The New Zealand Institute of Economic Research report says the industries, which include agriculture, horticulture, forestry, fishing, and associated processing, account for 80% of the country's good exports and is one of the main sources of income and tax revenue that fund those public services. Author Bill K. Blake says there's a huge room to grow exports, but there are some hurdles in the way.
Thinking better about our how we manage our companies and our workforces, improving and increasing investment. There are a few ways we can do that. So if we put more investment into the economy, more investment into our businesses, we can increase productivity and getting better collaboration. One of the things we heard when we talked with people who export is there's a lot of sort of infighting among New Zealand firms when they're overseas. You see other countries who have a lot more collaboration, so they sort of present themselves to the world as a single package. What happens when we infight is that we have a race to the bottom. So more collaboration could increase the prices we get in overseas markets.
Bill K. Blake says to grow primary industry exports, there needs to be better collaboration, investment and marketing. He says improving productivity will be hard, but maintaining the status quo will leave New Zealand with increasing anxiety about how to pay its way in the future. Kiwi shearer Luke Vernon has become the first person to shear 500 Merino ewes in 8 hours. The 28-year-old from Central Otago set the new world record in Western Australia on Friday. He beat the previous record set by Hawke's Bay shearer Lou Brown back in 2019 by just 3 ewes. Mr. Vernon says he plans to come back to Central Otago for pre-lamb shearing later this year. Trade, Agriculture and Forestry Minister Todd McClay says New Zealand remains committed to strengthening agricultural ties with China. He met with his counterparts in Beijing overnight. Mr. McClay says it was an opportunity to advance the bilateral forestry relationship under our refreshed forestry cooperation agreement. He says China is the top export market for New Zealand forest products, and growing the trade relationship and exports will help boost New Zealand's economy. Meanwhile, honey company Comvita says sales in China are picking up after a period of subdued demand. In February, the company reported a six-month loss of $3.2 million due to weaker consumer demand in China and due to losing a major customer in North America. Comvita chair Brett Hewlett says it's been a tough couple of years in the honey industry, but things are turning around with sales in China growing month on month.
We're very lucky. We've got, we obviously engineered it this way, but we've got a very strong retail presence in Singapore, Hong Kong, mainland China, and Korea. And those are good lead indicators of how we're performing. And we're seeing good sell-through in those retail sites throughout all of those markets on an ongoing basis. So, you know, that's a good lead indicator of the way things are improving. So we're fairly confident that things are starting to return to some sort of normality in China and the rest of Asia.
That's Brett Hewlett from Comvita. More dairy cull cows flowing into the works has resulted in meat companies lowering their prices. AgriHQ data shows in the South Island, some processors are making their largest cuts of the season so far, up to 20 cents a kilo, which bring most into the range of $3.40 to $3.60 a kilo. Senior analyst Mel Crode says it's a similar situation in the North Island as well.
Schedules there for cull cows are typically ranging from $3.90 to $4.10 a kilo. And we're seeing that processors are finally starting to reach near maximum capacity levels for cattle. Not every plant is full, but there's a growing list of those that are operating on full weeks with some overtime, which is not unexpected at this time of the year with the cull cows flowing. I think it's just been a lot slower to develop than we've seen in recent years.
That's Mel Crode. The Livestock Improvement Corporation is looking back at the gains made and what the future holds today as it celebrates 20 years being listed on the New Zealand Stock Exchange. Chair of the animal genetics company, Carrigan Soman, rang the bell at the NZX this morning. He says substantial gains have been made in the understanding of genomics over the last 20 years, and the company is light years ahead when it comes to targeting specific genes from individual cows.
I guess the focus for the next 20 years for farmers, you know, and LIC alongside them, is that continual understanding of what are those most desirable traits and how can we find those traits. And let's say methane could be one of them, which is quite a new one for us. How can we identify traits like efficiency of methane, particularly going forward, and then our ability to enhance selection pressure so that we can kind of, you know, shift the genetic curve, if you like, faster. Those will be key focuses for us over the next 20 years.
Carrigan Soman says LIC is on the cusp of understanding how artificial intelligence could help speed up decision making by analysing the huge amounts of data the company collects from its cows. And lastly, populations of crop-eating pest fall armyworm continue to spread across the country. While much of the pest's favourite crops have been harvested this season, the Foundation for Arable Research is telling growers it will continue on its search for food from other crop sources. In its latest update, FAR says there have been around 110 confirmed reports of fall armyworm across the country this year. That's down 17% on the 133 reports at this time last year. And that's the Rural News for today. Kia pai, tō rā.